My New Gut is a five-year project that started in December 2013. The project, which receives funding from the European Union's 7th Framework Programme, will research how the human gut microbiota and its genome, also known as the microbiome, influence obesity, behavioural and lifestyle-related disorders, and vice versa. The My New Gut project is divided into work packages, each with its own specific objectives. We ask Dr. Johan Vermeeren, who works in the Nutrition Science Group of Global Foods Research at Cargill, to introduce their work in Work Package 7 and how it fits into the My New Gut project as a whole.
So My New Gut is a large collaborative project. It's funded by the European Union, and Cargill participates in this project as leader of Work Package 7. The My New Gut project aims to investigate the role of the gut microbiota and related features in the development and the progression of diet-related disorders, that is, for example, obesity or metabolic syndrome, and then also brain-related disorders. We're taking two approaches here, that is, first of all, the prebiotic approach, and secondly, the probiotic approach. A prebiotic ingredient means that it is a food ingredient that is not digested by our own body, but that is available for the gut microbiota, and the gut microbiota will grow on this ingredient. It will produce specific metabolites, and as such have a potential health benefit. This is then also where the Work Package 7 is situated, and Cargill is leading this work package, and we work together with 8 different partners from academia and industry to reach these goals. So to give you a little bit more insights on these specific dietary strategies. So what we want to do is to develop food ingredients and also food prototypes incorporating these food ingredients that can then, help for the prevention or attenuation of these disorders. A probiotic approach means that you incorporate a specific bacteria which is known for its health benefits. You incorporate this in a specific food product, you ingest the food product, and the bacteria becomes available in your intestines, and there it has a health benefit. So to do this, we're working closely together with 8 different partners from academia and industry. Academic partners are more focused on the animal experiments within our work package. Industrial partners will be more focused on the development of the food ingredients and the food prototypes. So Work Package 7 is also closely linked to other work packages in the project. That is, first of all, for upscaling of the food products that we have developed in Work Package 7, and secondly, for testing these ingredients and food prototypes in human dietary intervention studies.
What's already known about how ingredients interact with the human gut?
So there are several studies published in which dietary habits of a cohort, so of a group of individuals, are studied, and in which they see that there is a huge impact of these dietary habits on the gut microbiota composition and functioning. Secondly, there is also specific dietary intervention studies. That means that you supply a group of volunteers with a specific product, a food product, that's for example a diet rich in carbohydrates, and also there they see that these specific dietary compounds can have a rapid impact on the gut microbiome composition and functioning. What we're doing in Work Package 7 for the selection of the prebiotic compounds, we have been focusing on dietary fibers mainly coming from cereals such as wheat. And we have indeed also indications from intervention studies that dietary fibers can have an important impact on the gut microbiota composition and functioning.
Why did you choose these ingredients or compounds, and why are they interesting to research?
Yes, so a first important aspect of the selection of the ingredients is that we have data supporting that they can indeed induce changes in the gut microbiome. That can be data either from in vitro studies, animal trials, or human intervention trials. But the data is lacking supporting that these changes in the gut microbiome also have or also lead to a specific health benefit. Secondly, what we aim to do is to produce attractive products for the consumers. And consumer surveys have shown that there is a high awareness around fibers and their positive impact on digestive health, on well-being, on mental health, also satiety. And especially when we look at fibers from cereals, that's for example from wheat, they seem to resonate well by consumers. Another aspect, and when we want to prepare attractive products for the consumers, is that we select ingredients that have a good fit with several applications. And we mean by that that the ingredient goes well within bakery products, for example, but also that we can make nice food products, for example, dairy products.
What kind of microbiome or health change are you expecting?
So we know for one of the compounds that we have selected, that is an extract from wheat bran, and that's rich in arabinoxylan oligosaccharides. We have data from human intervention trials showing that they can induce specific changes in the gut microbiome and induce the growth of specific health-related bacteria, for example, the bifidobacteria. And secondly, that they can increase the production of short-chain fatty acids. And short-chain fatty acids are metabolites that are produced by the gut microbiome and which are known to have to be beneficial for human health. Two examples of such short-chain fatty acids are propionate and butyrate, for example. Butyrate is a short-chain fatty acid that is used as an energy source for epithelial cells in our gut. And it is also known for its local anti-inflammatory effects. So propionate is more known for its systematic effect, and it can have an effect on our lipid metabolism. It has been shown to lower cholesterol levels and lipid synthesis. What is really interesting about the work that we're doing within My New Gut is that we will greatly expand our knowledge on how these pre- and these probiotic ingredients can have an effect on the gut microbiome, but also the host, by applying the so-called omics technologies. And that is, for example, metabolomics, metagenomics, lipidomics. And omics technologies are, in fact, high-throughput techniques which provide us a very broad and deep understanding of what is happening with the complete collection of genes within our gut microbiome, or metabolites that are produced by our gut microbiome, or metabolites that are produced by the host. We believe that the main challenge of this type of research is still to link the changes in this gut microbiome and the metabolites produced to a specific health benefit. And we are trying to approach this by first setting up animal experiments. These will give us first indications of the metabolic markers that are affected by our food ingredients and possible indications on what the mechanism of action is. And based on these findings, we will try to identify potential human health benefits that then might be related to the consumption of these ingredients.
How will you know if these novel ingredients are safe?
So most of the compounds that we are testing have been part of a normal diet for a long time. That's, for example, wheat bran. Secondly, for some of our ingredients, we also have the novel food status in Europe. And for the US, that is the GRAS status. And GRAS means generally recognized as safe.
How will these products be different to the ones already existing on the market?
What we believe is very important is that we develop food ingredients that have beneficial health effects in a dose that is applicable in a normal daily diet. Okay. And secondly, what we want to do is produce food products that are attractive for the consumers. That means that, first of all, they are well tolerated by the consumer, that is both for adults as for children. And secondly, the food ingredient should have a good fit in several food applications, so we can produce several interesting food products with the same ingredient.
The My New Gut project, exploring the gut microbiome's influence on energy balance and brain development and function, and developing new strategies for tackling diet-related diseases and behaviours. You can read more about the project at www.mynewgut.eu.